This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. About 2 million kids in the U.S. go to charter schools. They're privately run, but publicly funded. One criticism of charters is that they lack diversity, often serving minority and low-income students. Others cater to the affluent. But some charter schools see a benefit to pulling kids from all over. For our Wealth and Poverty Desk, WPLN's Blake Farmer reports from Nashville.
Todd Dixon is trying something a bit unusual for charter school founders. He's recruiting students to Valor Collegiate Academy from working-class neighborhoods and Nashville's wealthiest enclaves.
Thank you so much for coming today, and I think most of you have had a chance to meet Todd Dixon, but take it away, Todd.
Thank you. First, thanks for hosting. We really appreciate it.
Dixon is addressing families with the means to pay private school tuition, but these parents also want to give public schools a chance. A father himself, Dixon also helped start Summit Prep in the San Francisco area. There are similar charters in places like Denver and New Orleans. Their belief? All income levels benefit from learning side by side, helping them understand multiple perspectives.
It's much more authentic and easy to learn to do that well if you're learning with kids who really have different experiences and different backgrounds than you do.
The trick is getting everyone in the same classroom. Jennifer Erickson worries her daughter is being raised in a bubble at her private school.
I mean, to me, education isn't just about books. It's about being able to be well-rounded in all areas. That is a very big piece that my daughter is not getting. I mean, of course, there comes negatives with that.
Well-off families often question whether these charters can really push high performers while trying to get disadvantaged students doing double time. It's not uncommon for some to come into middle school reading at a second grade level.
If a student is at grade level,
this recruiting session is at an immigrant community center. An interpreter translates in a whisper to a Hispanic mother. These parents aren't so worried about raising kids in a bubble. They're looking for opportunity. Hafsa Muhammad's son attends a struggling school now.
I want him to go forward, not backward.
A few of these charters with integrated student bodies have been successful getting everyone prepared for college. But advocates say there's a bigger benefit that doesn't show up on a report card. Relationships that span the divide between rich and poor. In Nashville, I'm Blake Farmer for Marketplace.